You know, I didn't know if there was anything in the business type of self-employment kind of avenue that, you know, where people with developmental disabilities do have other issues besides what are there for blind people. You know, I didn't know whether that would be any kind of avenue that kind of a grant could help with or not. But perhaps that would be incorporated into what you were already talking about. If people are talking about transitioning into somewhere, part of where they'd be transitioning into would be business. I mean, it wouldn't necessarily be schooling or that kind of thing. I don't know.
I didn't quite follow that. Transition into what now?
Into some kind of business opportunities, you know, the
like the business enterprise?
Well, that or you know, whatever. I think that there's a lot of stuff that people say, well, you know, it's okay as long as a person is in school or there, you know, there are accommodations for that, but once a person with blindness and developmental disabilities gets out of school, sometimes people will talk about continued education, but some people aren't, that isn't really what they're,
oh yeah,
what they're going to transition into realistically, and there's a lot of just a kind of a drop off.
And a lot of times, you know, the scope of options is often more limited than what is real, you know, as far as perception. For instance, many parents think that the only option for their child is the sheltered workshop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's definitely a perception I think is wrong, you know. And
I do too, but is there anybody out there, you know, providing a creative alternative?
I think we need to, I think our counselors are out there, you know, suggesting that there might be another way, like supported employment, you know. It really kind of depends on what part of the state we're talking about, too. I don't know how well we're really part of that transition planning. You know. Because a lot of times, you know, what happens is that if a person is identified as belonging to the DDS system, we might not even hear about them. You know, they'll just go straight from high school right into the sheltered workshop, you know, into and they'll have a DDS caseworker, and you never hear about it. Hmm. I think that does happen. So I think, you know, a project like this, you know, it'd be another opportunity for us to talk to some people and on a level of partners and saying, hey, you know, this is what we want to do. We want to work together to make sure that we are communicating a message, you know, that we are there, that there are some other options available to people.
Well, were there any ages attached to this grant? I mean, we have been kind of talking about youth, I think, but I can't remember if the...
Well, no, there is not. You know, the grant itself is more generic to serving people with developmental disabilities. You know, that is the criteria, you know, the absolute criteria is that the population must have some kind of developmental disability, you know. But there's nothing that says that they have to be any specific age. It's just that of the suggestions that I've heard, you know, this type of outreach to kids in transition seems to identify a need that I think is real.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, we thank you for continuing to work on those things, and, you know, if we have suggestions, we'll certainly pass them along, and we like receiving the information about the ideas that people are having, and thank you for including us in that.
And I would just like to say, too, that, that by sharing that particular notice with all staff, you know, like I did, I think that is one example of how we do seek suggestions from other people, because I certainly, I don't think I would have thought of that myself.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Roy Hopley.
Yes.
I would be remiss if I did not mention that the senior division of the NFB of Nebraska is having another raffle, split the pot raffle.
Oh, really? Okay.
For our state convention. And last state convention, we thought a very successful raffle, where we split $650 with a young man in Omaha who was very deserving of his split of the pot. This year, we plan to split $2,000. We're going to have a significant raffle this year, much more significant. And I just want everybody here to know that we just happen to have a few tickets here.
And I just happened to have gotten Barb Walker ready.
Well, we appreciate your letting us know that. We'll consider it part of the public comment, and afterward, then, you know, maybe somebody will approach you and relieve you of some of that.
Our dollar piece, 6 for $5.
Okay. Okay, now there is something that came to me last night that I guess would be new business, since it is very, very new. Yesterday I received a call from Larry Mackey, and he sent an email as a follow-up to that phone call yesterday, and it came to me at 8:53 p.m., so I didn't send it out to everybody because I figured that, you know, if it was not real likely that people would check email after that time last night, and so that, you know, that's why I didn't get sent out to everybody. So I'll just read it to you, and, you know, we'll... it says, Commissioner Walker, as I promised you in our phone conversation today, I am asking in writing that you and all other commissioners review all paperwork policies and procedures concerning confidentiality at NCBVI. Thanks for your consideration, Larry P. Mackey. When he had called me yesterday and, you know, wanted to know about are doing something like that, I said that if, you know, that it would be helpful to receive something in writing. I did say that one of the goals that Dr. Van Zandt had turned in to us was that there would be work being done on workplace policies and that sort of thing, but certainly we could ask to know what the current paperwork and policies that are available are, and we could make a decision to review those, you know, toward that making of policy. I said, you know, because as we've mentioned several times at these meetings, we are charged with the responsibility of dealing with policies that the commission does have. So that certainly isn't something that's out of our responsibility. You know, it almost seemed coincidental that we are, you know, we're in the process of working on those very things, you know, through the rule process. So, I don't know if people have other comments, or what would it involve, Pearl, for us to avail ourselves of what is currently available to that?
I would be very happy to send to you our workplace policies that every staff person views. We have assurances of confidentiality on our application of services and on the plan, I mean, on a number of things that counselors and clients sign at each step of the way. I'd be really glad to share any documents that deal with it at all with you.
Okay. Well, that would be, you know, we'd appreciate that, and, you know, we can, we can look at that, and then, you know, maybe kind of have a heads up as we're dealing with the rule process as it moves forward.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair.
Yes.
That's interesting that this came up, because we're going to have a management retreat, and I wanted to put on the notes for the management retreat is how our policy would then interface with this new HIPAA regulations, and if there's and I hadn't looked at those, so I didn't know what they were, but I thought of maybe putting that on there, and that, you know, I don't know if you'd want to take a look at those. And
I did look into the HIPAA as a federal regulation that has to do with
HIPAA.
Health.
Sounds interesting.
The heck is that? The bottom line is, it doesn't apply to voc rehab. It's a very involved thing with healthcare facilities and such, to the point that a physician can't even get the report of the test they ordered for me if they don't have my permission to do that in writing to the other facility. I mean, it's a little over the top, but it does not apply to voc rehab. Thank you. Chair, we'll get that out. Well, you might not have it Tuesday, but we'll get those to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Pearl, can I make one other comment? It really isn't coincidental, the timing. This time, this meeting of the year is when I understand you want my annual objectives.
No, I just meant with the where the rule process is right now.
Yes, okay.
That was the part that seemed.
And we're finally to the point where we can do that, which we started anyway.
Yeah, so. Locked out.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Well, before new business, I have something.
Yes, we are. I was going to ask if there's other new business.
The September 20th at the Omaha Marriott is the Omaha chapter of the NFB's White Cane Banquet. We do this every year, and we started last year, and I think we'll be doing it again this year. We basically, half the proceeds, we earmark towards Newsline, so help the state out in that process. This year we have Rich Crawford from Sioux City, Dorothy probably knows him, is going to be our speaker, and he has some provocative speech he has on education of blind children. He wouldn't even tell me what it was about. I said, does your speech have a happy ending? And he said, knowing Rich somewhat, I don't think it's going to be completely wild. I guess I'll bring a hook at the banquet. If he gets bizarre, I'll hook him. But I think it he claims it's interesting and thought provoking. So we'll see. And also, we honor employers in the Omaha area that have employed and accommodated blind people or blind employees over the last year, and it's a pretty good time, and we invite everybody, any of the commissioners would like to come, I'd love to have you, and the cost for the banquet is $35 for non-NFB members, $25 for NFB members, but certainly the commissioners could come and get the base price of $25. So that includes the dinner and salad and dessert and everything, and plus all the festivities. So that's September 20th, which is a Saturday. It's actually it's a Saturday worth its weight in gold, because Nebraska doesn't play that Saturday, so there's no Nebraska football conflict.
That's a good thing.
Regardless of time changes for TV or anything, it's when the Nebraska game was Southern Mississippi, which has been moved to the following Thursday. So it's a Saturday worth its weight in gold. So that is coming up, and if you're interested, let me know, and can put you down on the ticket list and get the ticket to you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. We maybe now the we have the focus topic for our next meeting, and we've talked about the client assistance project, and as far as I know, Vicki would be available, although since we haven't set an absolute date and time, you know, for the next meeting, we, you know, that would be a one of the things that she'd need to look at to see if it fits on her calendar. But we actually moved that forward from the previous meeting, so I'm assuming, which is, I know is risky, that that's what everybody wants to go for the next focus topic.
About the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Is Thanksgiving the, is it the third Thursday or the fourth Thursday?
Fourth Thursday.
Okay, that's...
November 27th is Thanksgiving.
So it'd be the 22nd would be the Saturday before. Have it in Lincoln on the 22nd.
Sounds good.
Does anybody have a conflict with that?
Nothing I can think of.
I don't.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Yes. I make a motion that Saturday, November 22nd at what, 9 o'clock? At the same place as usual.
The medical center?
Stephen Carvath building.
I'd second that motion.
Yeah, that is the place.
We will sure see if it's available.
that would be just about, never had that thrown up before, but that'd probably be, we'll run into that someday, I'm sure.
We need a barber's house.
Yeah.
Does that conflict at all with the Nebraska football game? Does that ever affect your meetings?
Absolutely. There is no football, Nebraska football game this Saturday before Thanksgiving.
That's right. It'll
see,
be the
Bob,
day
you know,
after
Thanksgiving. I figure if he recommends it, he's already looked at it.
Thank you, Bob. You're on the same page.
Saturday values.
That's right.
Got to get our priorities straight.
Every state has its unique things.
Yeah. Football Saturday is ours.
Is there any discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now, here's the last part of the meeting. We may have made another slight faux pas, but I think we can probably once again remedy whatever we might have done. We had received a request from Dorothy to go into executive session. When I was reviewing the meeting laws or whatever, technically I think we're supposed to vote to do that. So I guess at this point, you know, I would entertain a motion to vote to do that if people want to vote to do that.
No, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
Okay, is there a discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now, I don't know if technically we were supposed to do that at our last meeting, but we didn't. And, you know, but we are doing it publicly, and that was the big thing, I think.
We're not technicians.
So we're, you know, we're just doing our best. that's what we're doing.
Give everybody a fun.
Are there any?
Any left, you can have.
I put the brakes on, yes, so it come towards my voice, and here's a plate, and I'm sure Carlos and Bob want some for the road.
See, you notice that I don't have them anymore.
Bob, would you like one?
So if you guys wanna, you know, take those with you and enjoy them while.
Yeah, that would be good.
Is anybody, Bob, we want one more before I.
No.
Yeah, no, that's fine, take them with you, unless Barbara wants one.
No, thank you.
Are you going back to Omaha after the meeting?
After the meeting, yeah.
Are you having a ride, if I can get a ride with you?
Yeah, going with Dorothy and Fritz.
Okay.
That's who I'm riding with.
To ask Dorothy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have, if I asked Fritz in the back.
Yeah, I'll go.
Close the door on the way out.
I need to get my stuff shut down.
Okay. We still have Sheila with us.
Well, Sheila's a spy, right?
I'm trying.
You might not wanna shut everything absolutely down, because if there's anything that we need to make a motion about or anything after we get done with executive session.
Yeah, we might.
We may, you know, want that on there, so you don't necessarily wanna shut down.
Shut totally down.
Just turn it off, but don't pack up.
Okay.
Yeah, just let it pause or whatever.
And if you do that, we won't want one, but then.
Probably.
If you do, we will, so.
So I just need to leave while you have your meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yes, and turn the recorder off.
Okay, that goes on.
This has been a long day, hasn't it?
Sure has.
So do you know, did you check and see what time we started? We just noticed in our rulebook that we're.
We're supposed to know when we began and when we ended the executive session, so we didn't happen to look at our.
I think it was close to 20 to 4.
Well, so we're gonna guess 3:40, and we stopped at 4:37 or 35.
4:35.
The law says 4:35.
Okay.
We stopped at 4:35.
So we're going to say that we started at 3:40.
3:40.
That has to get in the minutes, right?
Yes.
Specific time.
Yes, that was one.
One of the things in the executive.
But we didn't notice the time, any of us.
Pretty close, I do remember looking at. I do remember looking at my watch, but it was.
Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the meeting be adjourned. It's a non-debatable motion, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for time.
Yes.
For those of you who had to wait for all of that time.
Well, we learned our lesson. Next time, we will carry some chairs out with us.
That's not very friendly, is it? Well, hi, Brackett.
Is there a garbage can in here?
Yeah, there's one over here.
Oh.
I hope my brother is waiting out there someplace.
He isn't, I'll just take you on back to him.
Yeah, he's here in the room.
He is.